Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is joining his British counterpart, Foreign Minister Boris Johnson, and calling for a speedy ceasefire in the conflict between Yemen's beleaguered government forces and the Houthi rebels.
There have been communications to both the Houthi through various intermediaries, as well as to President Hadi, respectful of his position. But this is the time to implement a ceasefire unconditionally and to move to the negotiating table. But we cannot emphasize enough today the urgency of ending the violence of Yemen, of providing for an opportunity for a political settlement, which is the only way it will be ultimately resolved, and of getting to that table as rapidly as possible.
The call for the ceasefire in Yemen comes as a U.S. admiral says an American warship has again come under fire in the Red Sea from multiple cruise missiles fired from the coast of Yemen. The USS Mason deployed electronic countermeasures to foil the attack. It was the third such attack on U.S. naval vessels in the area in the past week. The U.S. responded with missiles targeting three radar sites in Yemen, territory controlled by Iran-backed Houthi rebels. The Iraqi Air Force dropped thousands of leaflets on Mosul warning residents of the coming offensive to liberate the city from the Islamic State terror group. The leaflet drop late Saturday came hours after an artillery bombardment by Iraqi and Kurdish forces amid confusion over whether the full-scale assault on the country's second-largest city had in fact already kicked in. This is VOA News. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels have captured the symbolically important northern Syrian town of Dabiq from the Islamic